Everybody, welcome to the head-to-head for Final Fantasy IV on the DS. I am Ethan Ethos Pfeiffer, and the head-to-head is the segment in which we throw two reviewers into Skype and make them talk about a single game, whether they agree or not, and in which we also have mini music segues, whether you like it or not. Now let's meet the heads. Head number one is Glenn Wilson, a staff reviewer here.
Hi, I'm Glenn, staff reviewer.
That was wonderfully spoken, Glenn. On to head number...
I have a very charismatic personality.
I didn't say you could talk again, Glenn.
Okay.
Head number two is Michael Cunningham, or Max Storm, the head of PR. Say hi, Anna.
You may call me Kane. We must get rid of the girl.
Oh, wow. I didn't know we actually got the rights to use the voice acting for this.
Snap.
I know, well done. Okay, so, let's get started off the top. I'm going to have each head gets to explain their brief thoughts about the game, uninterrupted at first. So don't get too far into specifics, just state your thoughts on the game, and finish with your review score, just in case the readers haven't read the reviews yet. So let's start off with Michael.
All right, Final Fantasy IV... greatest game ever. Oh, wait, that's probably going a little too far. So Final Fantasy IV DS is, I guess, the fourth time that I've played this game in some version or another, not counting all the massive replays and the fact that, you know, Final Fantasy IV for the Super Nintendo was the one that really brought me into RPGs altogether. So, let's see, I might be a little biased, but I was able to work around that. It didn't get an 11 out of 5, so... In this case, Final Fantasy IV DS, complete graphical remake, brand new music in this game. In case you're not familiar, it features Cecil now. I get to find out that his name is Cecil, not Cecil, but that's my own little segue there. And Kane is a venture out from the Kingdom of Baron to go exploring, and all this bad stuff happens, and a great story takes place, and it's a bunch of nostalgia, and I absolutely wanted it so badly that I had to import the Japanese version back in December. So I kind of got a heads up on everybody else in taking this game, and it was very entertaining. It was a little, I guess, daunting to start with, because the challenge had been ramped up a little bit from the initial Final Fantasy IV that we're used to here in America, I guess, easy type, as they once dubbed it. So I did enjoy it. There were a lot of changes that I liked. I felt there were some things that, you know, if they were going to do a whole remake, I would have liked to seen a little bit more. In the end, I ended up giving it a 3.5 out of 5, which meant good.
All right. Thank you for that very long-winded brief explanation. Now, Glenn, can you make it even briefer?
In which we define brief, yeah. So, I'm in a similar position as Mac. Final Fantasy II for the Super Nintendo was the first Japanese RPG I ever played. And it was good that it was really easy because I was young when I first got it. But now Final Fantasy IV DS is more the mature, grown-up, I'm not 10 years old anymore version that pumped up the difficulty and cleaned up everything else. So, I liked the translation a lot. I thought the translation, the overhaul of the music and of the visuals, I thought were all very good. My main issue with the game was that they cleaned up with the localization and the translations. The character interactions were very believable and very good, but they kept the kind of silly, illogical, not consistent with the game world plot in place, and it just felt real jagged a lot. And it had some difficulty spikes where some parts of the game were very easy and some parts of the game would suddenly be very hard. And then you would lose your progress to the last time you saved and have to replay long parts. But overall, I thought it was very good. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5 also. And I mean, thought it was above average game. I just thought there were a lot of things they could have done better with the remake.
All right. So the uninterrupted section of the head-to-head is over. Glenn, did you have any issues with Michael's explanation or feelings about the game that you remember?
He didn't rag the battle system enough for being kind of archaic.
Why? And... No. I won't rag the battle system. I enjoyed the battle system. I always have. That's been the biggest thing for me. I love the class.
You can't see the enemies put in their commands. I thought that was really awkward. Like, if you have three people who take their turn at once and you enter all three commands, You never know. Maybe an enemy inserted his command after the first, maybe the second, maybe the third, and it made some of the boss battles very frustrating. You
Did
don't
you
know when
want
that tidal
turn
wave's coming.
order?
Yeah. I mean,
You
you know
wanted
you.
turn order like a lot of them have, like Blue Dragon or some other games
I
that I've
wanted
seen?
to. No, it was fine like that, but I wanted to display it. I mean, there was plenty of room on the screen. They could have shown you when enemies put their commands in, especially when you're trying to
Yeah.
time boss battles.
I can't see that being as big a deal for me because I really didn't have any issues once I actually dove into this game as far as challenge went. It was a little hard to start with, not really hard, but it felt like you just kind of needed to grind a little bit at the start, especially when you just have, the little paper doll Radia and Tella sitting in there with you. You just had to nuke with him, hope he didn't run out of MP, and
Run
it
from
was a
sandworms
little bit
really
tougher.
fast.
Say what?
I said run from sandworms really fast. I think that was my first like serious game over issues was walking from the town to the cave and battling sandworms the entire way and running immediately, but having the sandworm destroy them before they had a chance to run.
And see,
Is there a problem with it?
I guess I just didn't run into those as often as you did because I didn't have any issues at the very beginning. I don't think I saw a game over until I guess it was the Lodestone Cave, and that was because I guess I just wasn't really prepped enough for that boss battle. And that was the first game over that I saw.
Wow.
Okay,
Yeah, you know
so
a lot less than I did.
you guys aren't on the same page for difficulty. I want to get back to the battle system for a second because
Battle system.
I haven't played this version yet, but I hear that there's this new augment system that's new to the DS version. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, can you guys talk about that? Here, Michael, talk about that system and what you think about
All
it.
right. And I can kind of see where we'll differ in this aspect. I, having played the original, or not the original, the Japanese import, kind of had to pull in some facts to really know all the changes that had been made. I can't read Japanese, so I was pulling in facts. So I learned more about the augment system and how it worked, whereas I don't believe Glenn did right off. So the augment
Ever.
system was great. You get unique abilities that you can supplement your characters with, and there's different aspects that you can get, like item lure, well, that's probably the most retarded one. Auto potion, where if you get hit, automatically use a potion. Some of the earlier ones are like that, and they're, kind of useless, but later on you get supplements to your characters. Final Fantasy IV has always had predefined characters. They don't have any kind of customization. You get Cecil, he starts off as a Dark Knight, he has attack, he can use, in this case, darkness, which boosts his strength at the cost of his HP. And you have Kane, who can attack and jump. You had no real way to customize your characters. The augment system gave you a little bit more because you could put things on them like counter. You could put, in some cases, like sing and different things that some of the other characters would give you throughout the game. You were able to take their skills and add them to your characters, adding a little bit more customization that Final Fantasy IV has never had before.
And you weren't happy with that customization, Glenn?
No, the difference between Mac and I was that the really strong augments, the augments that will pump up your party and make the last third of the game a breeze, are impossible to find. Like you will not find them without a FAQ. Like you have to use a walkthrough or a guide. So when I played
Now,
the game for review, I did it blind. I didn't look up anything online about the game or the Japanese copy and just played it straight. When you do it that way and you don't know about the augment system or how to get the better augments, they help you a little and you can customize a little. But it's mostly the more worthless ones. It's ones like auto potion and counter, things that like you can counter attack, which is nice, but it's not going to break the game. The ones that break the game, you pretty much need a guide to find.
well, see, I disagree with that. I don't think you necessarily needed a guide to find it. You needed to know the
Yeah, there
trick
was a
behind it.
trick. Yeah, there was a trick to it that was it kind of like it was an unintuitive trick that you if you'd never played Final Fantasy IV before, you might be able to figure it out. If you had played Final Fantasy IV before, it was the least intuitive thing you would ever do in the game.
Let's just say throughout the game, different characters will join and leave your party for different reasons. There are certain characters early on that you may not see again. They just go off, do their own thing. And what happens is if you have put augments on those characters a certain amount, you get more augments later on. So you're encouraged not to hoard all of them up to use later on. And, just if you share the love, you were able to get more love in return.
Understood. Okay, let's move on. As I said before, I haven't played FF4 for the DS yet, but I did complete Final Fantasy III, and I was not a big fan of the 3D models because I thought it kind of really didn't work well with the old school gameplay. How do you guys feel about that? Plus, with the addition of voice acting, how do you think that contributes with the mesh of the visuals and the gameplay? Go, Michael.
I really enjoyed the graphics. The cutscenes that they had and the voice acting that was added along with it really brought a new life to this game, especially, the cutscenes where you if you have been a veteran of this game and have played it over and over and over, it was nice to be able to hear different characters and their voices. There were a couple that I didn't really think sounded exactly like I had expected or had wanted, but for the most part, everybody sounded real good. It added a great dynamic to this game because you've seen it. We saw it on the Super Nintendo. We saw it on the PlayStation in untouched format. We saw it again on the Game Boy Advance, exactly the same. So seeing everything in a new light here, I really enjoyed it.
I thought the graphics worked well in the battle system a lot, in that the issues most people seem to have with the graphics is that they're jaggedy, with a low polygon count, but the battle system set in the same zoomed out enemy on the left, good guys on the right that Final Fantasy IV originally used. It didn't try to do quite like Final Fantasy III DS. The problem was more that the camera was very zoomed in, I thought, on the monsters and on the good guys, and it didn't look very clean, and it didn't look very good. But in Final Fantasy IV, in the zoomed out battle system, it looks a lot better. It looks right. It looks like the same game you played in the Super Nintendo, only now they're in 3D. And it didn't
You
bother me
just
that
need
much.
to, you need to realize you're on the DS too. There's only so much we can expect. You're gonna get PlayStation 3 level graphics. Just, take your jaggedy edges and enjoy it for
Yeah,
what
for
it
sure.
is.
In my case, I'm not gonna jump in too far into the head-to-head because I'm not one of the heads, but I actually thought the graphical style was impressive, that the fact that they could pull that off on the DS, I didn't think the style actually worked, was my issue. But it's good to hear you guys kind of agree on that. And
It was
Glenn?
okay. It seems to be mostly the people who really love the 2D sprites, which I do, but it's a remake, not a port. If you want it to be in 2D and you want it to look the same, then go buy one of the ports they've made.
Yeah, go play
Don't
one
buy
of the
a
thousand
remake and
other
then
versions.
complain that it's remade in a remake.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, and you were okay with the voice acting, Glenn?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Again, they weren't exactly how I'd imagined, and they were kind of caricatures. They were pretty exaggerated.
Who didn't you like? Who wasn't as you imagined? That's what I want to know. I loved Kane's voice.
Cecil's
Kane's
kind of a.
voice was amazing.
I thought Kane was a little over the top evil, kind of like your impression of him at the start. So I won't do it now. I couldn't do it justice. But he was just way too, like, "Arr, I am evil.
I've
Something,
heard of their lot.
something, dark side." I mean, it was
I
really
didn't
over
think he
the top.
sounded like Vader. I just thought he
Something,
sounded,
something,
dark.
something.
He had a real husky voice, like he was, I guess maybe he was talking through a mask all the time.
Yeah, it was very the Emperor and Darth Vader, I thought.
Okay.
And I thought Cecil was a bit wussy. But I mean, I liked it all. It was just, I thought it was a little bit exaggerated, the
I
direction
think
for
a
the
lot of
voice.
people ex I think a lot of people expected him to be, the gruff Dark Knight, but he never, in my opinion, ever really had that persona. He always had the good guy in dark armor persona, the paladin wanting to break free. That's how I always saw him anyway, so
Not all
his
paladins are
voice didn't bother
fancies.
me.
He could be like a brute mannish paladin, not like a sissy paladin.
Okay, well let's move along again to I think Michael mentioned in his opening uninterrupted rant that he enjoyed the music. How do you feel about that, Glenn?
I like the music. I own a few of the Final Fantasy IV CDs, a few of the albums. I thought you could kind of. They didn't just go back to the source material in the Super Nintendo version. It sounded like they considered the orchestral version or the piano collections or the Celtic Moon. I thought it was a good mingling. The DS itself didn't pull off some of the more elaborate pieces well, but the more simple pieces were very good, and even the overly orchestral ones were okay. They just sounded a little muffled through the DS. You had to play it with headphones, I think. I mean, you had to use earbuds or something. The DS speakers really messed it up.
Alright, so it's time for final comments. We're wrapping up the head-to-head here. So, Glenn, why don't you give me any final comments that you haven't stated yet?
Well, it's a good game. I mean, 3.5 out of 5 is good. It's above average. It's recommended. If you played the old Final Fantasy IVs, I think you should give it a try at least, even if you're not sure about the 3D graphics, or maybe some of the cons that have been mentioned, or if you love the fact that it still kept the old-school battle system story. I feel like you should give it a try. And if you haven't tried Final Fantasy IV yet, this is a good way. It's true enough to the original that you can see why people have loved it for, you know, a decade and a half.
It is very true to the original.
All right, so what about your final comments, Michael Maxstorm?
I will have to say that if you've, like Glenn said, if you've never played Final Fantasy IV before, pick this up. I would say it's definitely the most definitive version to date. If you're a purist and you can't get over the changes, get over it. You know, this is a remake. There's other ports you can play that have the classic style. I'll gladly go back and play them with you, but for the most part, I think this is the best version. There could have been a little bit more done to the story. I didn't feel like, you know, Glenn said that they could have changed the story. I don't mind the story as is. I would have liked more character development and more background given for all of the characters. We got a little bit of it here and there, but I felt like the amount that they could have gone into and given on some of the characters would have been great. Overall, love the game. Have always loved the game. I still say 3.5 out of 5 is good and definitely worth picking up, whether you've
Plus,
played it before or not.
It's a little hard to fall in love with believable characters when they do things like tape bombs to their face and jump down abyssal pits. You know, I mean, it's kind of... I mean, Final Fantasy IV has been the butt of jokes for a long time for how ridiculous some of its plot twists are.
Yeah,
and where is the Tower
characters...
of Zot? I never got that. Like, there's this 20-story tower hidden somewhere in the world that no one can find. I don't know.
It's
like
in
that
the sky.
It's the
floating in the sky. You know, and apparently every character in the world wants to, you know, be a kamikaze and do heroic things. So it's grand.
They all go to martyr school when they're children and taught that,
yeah.
You know. It's very
Martyr
Spartan.
School. All right, on that note, so it sounds like...
Kane's a man, by the way, so... That is another good thing. When I played Final Fantasy IV long, long ago, I used to think Kane was a girl. I don't know why. I was 12 at the time. So I was glad to hear the rough voice. You know, there's no mistaking
femininity.
You knew
Rosa was a girl, right? You were clear that Rosa was a girl?
And it definitely told me in this version, if I didn't know before, I could surely see it here. Her artwork was very showy.
Robust?
Clear.
Yeah.
Yes.
She
would show her white mage assets.
Ah, yes. Yes, very voluptuous magical abilities. All right, so from what I gather from what you guys are saying, it's very enjoyable, definitely worth picking up. You guys seem to like a lot of it. Maybe the jury's still out on the difficulty spikes and the augment system, but despite all that, still worth playing. That sound about accurate to you guys?
Word.
Yes, don't go in expecting the same game that you once played. It's new.
Yeah, you know what, and I'm behind that theory as well. A remake should be a remake. You still have the original to play. I'm backing you up on that one. All right, so that takes us to the end. Let's say our goodbyes. Say goodbye, Glenn.
Goodbye, Ethan.
Goodbye, Glenn. Dang it.
All right.
Screw that up.
We'll see you next time. There are two reviewers who want to chat or fight or hug about a game.
Hug.
Again,
it's a head-to-head.
It's a what?
It's a hand-in-hand, not a head-to-head in this
case.
Oh,
exactly. Well spoke. I think we'll leave it on that eloquent sentence. Goodbye.
Do 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 do.